Clayton Coley. No, no clackers, Mr. Coley.
I hadn't taken that. My name's Clayton Coley. I live at 4856 Village Creek Drive. We've been doing a fair amount of work with Council and the Bonser. Thank you for your time and effort on this. We appreciate it. Village Creek Drive is unique, and it's uniquely dangerous. It's also not new to traffic calming. Residents have been working with the county since 2000. Going on 9 years now to get this done. We've had two neighborhood committees and three street-specific committees since the county came back to us. It's unique because of where it's located. It is a, given the current street structure in Dunwoody, it's almost a perfect cut-through to get to Vanderlyn, the high school, the new elementary school, and Georgia Perimeter. We also have the JCC and Chestnut pretty close to us as well. Two of the big problems you have there are who's driving, high school students and college students. We've actually had one child, my neighbor Chuck Carroll, get hit by a car by a high school student. We've actually had on Village Creek Drive, a residential street, a three-car pileup where a visitor was turning left into a resident's driveway and two high school students speeding. First high school student hit him, the next high school student right behind couldn't slow down enough. So it is somewhat unique. The new elementary school is coming in. Georgia Perimeter is expanding. There's talk that the high school is expanding. There's no sign that it's going to ease up anytime soon. We know the options. We're familiar with them. What we didn't always know is that this growth and expansion would take place. Half of our residents have been there for 25 years or so. A lot of them are original homeowners. They didn't see any of this coming. They didn't see a new elementary school. They didn't see a community college coming. They had a nice, quiet street when they moved in, and this all kind of blew up around it. We don't necessarily want these tables. We would love to have a nice, quiet street where we didn't have this problem. But we're in a situation where we need these tables so we can walk our kids to school, so retirees can go for walks in the evening just when people happen to be coming to and from high school or college or work without having to worry about cars going sometimes 60 to 65 miles per hour between the hours of 4 and 6 p.m. as has been clocked by the county. Again, thank you for your time. We appreciate it, and we appreciate your consideration.
Thank you, Clayton. All right, it seems that was the last public comment, and I'm going to make a motion that we break for executive session.
Yeah, I would also like to make a comment. It's on the Covenant Media lawsuit. They actually did file in court today that dismissal of their suit that has been filed in the court, so that's public knowledge.
Okay, so the clarification, that is the billboard lawsuit has been dropped. Okay,
and you can't applaud for that.
Yeah,
we can applaud.
All right.
I want
to make that. Okay, but I'm going to make a motion. We need to break for executive session on legal matters. Do you have a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.